Howdy ho, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I'm Patrick Diener, and we are starting the one and only Soundtrack, the show you're going to know more about cool movies and their soundtracks and practice a little bit of your English, why not? But today, I'm not bringing you a cool movie. You're gonna say, what are you going to talk about? A lousy movie? Please, no, Patrick, no. Worry not, young Padawan. That's because on our 10th episode, we will talk about a Netflix series, you anxious listener. And I will give you a couple of minutes to guess which Netflix series will be our topic today. Meanwhile, I want to invite you to listen to our show every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. when we play a brand new episode, or our rerun on Fridays at 5:30 p.m. at uninter.com/radio. Or you have the chance to listen to previous shows on Mixcloud. Just look for Patrick Diener Soundtrack or go straight to Patrick Podcast Playlist /Soundtrack on Mixcloud. And you can always participate, of course, via our Facebook page, that is /Radio Uninter or Radio Uninter, sending us suggestions, comments, feedbacks, and so, just like Stephanie Bodziak did, telling me about last show's movie yesterday and comparing it to another flick called Across the Universe. And she said, I have to admit that between yesterday and Across the Universe, I prefer 1,000 times Across the Universe songs. She mentioned them because both bring Beatles songs. And Giovanna, who said, what a nice podcast to listen to. Well, Giovanna, that's very nice of you. I always appreciate your feedback, so thanks you both, Stephanie and Giovanna. And so, have you guessed the series we're going to talk about? It's a Netflix series. It's one of my favorite on their listing. And I'm going to talk about Stranger Things. I guess you have already heard of it, at least. If you haven't watched it yet, I highly recommend it, of course. And here's a brief plot summary. That Stranger Things is an American science fiction horror television series created by the Duffer Brothers and released on Netflix in 2016, starring, among others, Winona Ryder, David Harbour, Millie Bobby Brown, and Gaten Matarazzo. A third season consisting of 8 episodes was released on July 4th, 2019, and the fourth season was already confirmed by Netflix. Set in Hawkins, Indiana, a fictional city, in 1983, the first season focused on the investigation into the disappearance of a young boy amid supernatural events occurring around the town, including the appearance of a girl with psychokinetic abilities who helps the missing boy's friends in their search. The second season is set 1 year later, in October 1984, and deals with the characters' attempts to return to normality and the aftermath of the events from the first season. The third season is set in July 1985 and focuses on the characters growing up amongst a new threat during the 4th of July, United States Independence Day. All songs I'm playing today are from the third season and can be found in the album called Stranger Things Music from the Netflix original series Season 3, which is a non-original composition soundtrack. The album, which includes 15 popular songs paired with an original cast recording from the third season, was released on July 5th, 2019. A special vinyl edition of the album comes with an additional 7-inch single and other features such as posters, stickers, puzzles, and more. The album is also available on Spotify. I must confess that the first song I chose to play is originally from a movie that has the same name of it. I remember vividly going to the movies to watch The Neverending Story back in 1984. I highly recommend the movie after all these years. I watched the flick once again a couple of months ago, and I can tell you that it still touches me. Released as a single in 1984, the track peaked at number 4 on the UK singles chart and number 6 on the US Billboard. The version we are going to listen is sung by the cutest couple on Stranger Things, Dustin and Susie, a.k.a. as Dusty Bun and Susie Pooh, interpreted by Gaten Matarazzo and Gabriella Pizzolo.
I want to hear it.
Not right now.
Yes, now, Dusty Bun.
Shit.
Turn around. Look at what you see. In her face. The mirror of your dream.
Make believe I'm everywhere.
Save the world.
Gosh, I miss you, Dusty Bun.
I miss you more, Susie Pooh.
I miss you more multiplied by all the stars in our galaxy.
No, I miss you.
Enough.
I'm Alvin from Alvin and the Chipmunks, and you are listening to Soundtrack.
Susie and Dustin sing the never-ending story together over the ham radio as everyone listens in, completely shocked. The cute and nerve-wracking scene is set on Season 3, Episode 8. As expected, Season 3 album is filled with remarkable songs from the 80s. Madonna's Material Girl is no exception. It consists of synth arrangements with a robotic-sounding voice chant repeating the hook, "Living in a material world." The lyrics identify with materialism, with Madonna asking for a rich and affluent life rather than romance and relationships. Contemporary critics have frequently identified Material Girl, along with Like a Virgin, as the song that established Madonna as an icon. Material Girl was a commercial success, reaching the top 5 in many countries and number 2 position on the Billboard Hot 100 in the United States. The music video was a mimicry of Marilyn Monroe's performance of the song in Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend from the 1953 film Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. The mimicked scenes are interspersed with scenes of a Hollywood director trying to win the heart of an actress played by Madonna herself.
Somebody's kiss.
I am Batman. Everybody here in Gotham City listens to Soundtrack.
And Material Girl has been covered by a number of artists, including Britney Spears. It has appeared in films like Moulin Rouge from 2001, Bridget Jones, The Edge of Reason 2004, and 2018's Crazy Rich Asians, among others. The next song, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go by Wham, plays while Steve and Dustin spy on an aerobics class in Star Court Mall. On episode 3, Wham were an English pop duo consisting of George Michael and Andrew Ridgely. They released their mega hit, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, in 1984, and it became their first UK and US number one hit. George Michael had this to say on the development of the song. I just wanted to make a real energetic pop record that had all the best elements of 50s and 60s records, combined with our attitude and our approach, which is obviously more up-tempo and a lot younger than some of those records.
Hulk is nervous. Hulk is going to listen to the soundtrack.
And we have just listened to Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go by Wham. When Nancy rushes to work to deliver lunch on episode 1, the upbeat track Working for a Living by Huey Lewis and the News plays out loud. This rock band might be better known for other works such as the song The Power of Love, featured in the 1985 film Back to the Future. According to Huey Lewis, the song was semi-autobiographical about past jobs he had before he became a musician. Lewis had written it during his time as a truck driver. He says, "I wrote it when I was actually working." The song that reminds him of his wage earner days brings lyrics to that go like this. "Hey, I'm not complaining because I really need the work. Hitting up my buddies got me feeling like a jerk. $100 car note. $200 rent. I get a check on Friday, but it's all already spent."
Hey, I'm not complaining cause I really need to work, but hitting up my buddies got me feeling like a jerk. $100 car note, $200 rent. I get a check on Friday, but it's already spent. Working for a living, working, working for a living. Cause I'm working for a living.
And now, some fun facts about Stranger Things Season 3. Fact8.com states that Starcourt Mall was undeniably one of the most important locations in the third season of Stranger Things. Though most viewers may have assumed the mall was a set built specifically for the show, it was, in fact, a real abandoned and dilapidated mall. The shopping center is located just outside Atlanta, Georgia. Given that Stranger Things has become one of Netflix's most successful original series, it's no surprise that the cast is cashing it in. For season 3, several cast members were given raises amounting to overall salary increases of hundreds of thousands and even millions of dollars. For example, David Harbour and Winona Ryder's paychecks went from $80,000 and $150,000, respectively, to $350 per episode, which is about 1.5 million Brazilian reals. The last song of today's show is I Can't Fight This Feeling by Rio Speedwagon. It plays when Hopper gets upset because Elle and Mike are kissing. In this song, a man is falling in love with a girl and he has been friends with for a long time. Lead singer Kevin Cronin went to Hawaii during his vacations. There, he played around with a song that he wrote 10 years earlier but never finished. When he stopped tinkering about his composition, it had become a song about a person's fear of change, even though he knows that people must change. We are going to the end of our today's shows, so I want to invite you once again to access our Facebook page to send us comments and feedbacks at facebook.com/radiouninter or Radio Uninter. Check our live shows at uninter.com/radioweb and check late and past shows on our podcast. You can find on Mixcloud. Look for Patrick podcast/soundtrack. I want to thank you, everybody who's participating on the show and the production, especially today to Barbara and all the crew here in Radio Uninter and Uninter Noticias. Thanks for listening, and I say so long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, goodbye.